This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The Obama family is taking a summer break. They're scheduled to arrive today on Martha's Vineyard, where they'll spend a week in the sun and out of the spotlight. Or at least they'll try to. Mike Seckham is senior writer for the Vineyard Gazette. He's been covering the run-up to the first family's visit, and he joins us now by phone from Martha's Vineyard. Welcome to the show, Mr. Seckham.
Hi, Leanne. Great to be here.
Now, Martha's Vineyard, the residents are really used to high-profile visitors. We all remember President Clinton vacationed there frequently when he was in office. Is there anything different this time as the island is getting ready for President Obama and his family?
Well, I think the major difference is that we possibly don't expect to see quite as much of him. I mean, Bill Clinton, in particular, just loved to get out and about. You know, every second store on the island has a picture of them shaking hands with Bill, and he used to turn up at the agricultural fair and all that sort of thing. But according to the briefing we got from Robert Gibbs, the Obamas have no scheduled public engagements. It seems that we mightn't see them out and about nearly so much.
Where is the first family staying?
They're staying at a place called Blue Heron Farm, which is up at the more bucolic end of the island, I guess you'd say, which is this glorious $20 million property. And I had the opportunity to walk it a couple of weeks ago, and it really is a lovely place. You know, it's a big old slate-roofed farmhouse with glorious old outbuildings, very New England tasteful, you know, not kitschy or anything. And it's got apple orchards and picking gardens for flowers and a vegetable patch. And it's on an arm of the Tisbury Great Pond, so they'll be able to, you know, take their kayaks or there's a little powerboat or sailboats and stuff in pretty much complete privacy, I would think.
Hmm. Is there any buzz, I mean, you know, gossip about, you know, where they might go for a walk or get an ice cream or have dinner?
Well, the sort of locus of black influence on the island where so many of the Obamas' close people live is Oak Bluffs. And Valerie Jarrett, his senior advisor, she has a house there, and I believe she's on the island. So Oak Bluffs may be one possibility. Otherwise, you know, there are various movers and shakers from Washington who have places here, and there may be private things happen there.
The Obamas were not a part of the Martha's Vineyard scene prior to the election. I wonder if there's an old money segment of the community who might see them as upstarts or I mean, do you think those kinds of divisions do not exist there?
They certainly do. And in fact, there's quite a debate going on in the black community right now about class, which was kicked off by a piece by Touré in New York Magazine. He was suggesting that, in fact, there were big class divisions between the established middle-class blacks and, you know, the Jamaicans who worked in the stores and the Brazilian folks on the island. And that's certainly echoed around the place throughout the past few weeks.
Do you think this is going to be a working vacation for the president, or will he have a chance to go and play golf and pick up basketball?
Well, we don't know about pick up basketball. There is a rumor of Tiger Woods coming, which we have no confirmation of. I stress this is all just rumor. There was rumor of Oprah Winfrey coming. There's certainly rumors bouncing all over the place. I mean, there's another rumor, too, that Chelsea Clinton will get married here sometime in the next week. Once again, we have no confirmation of that, but the suggestion was that if that happened, the Obamas would be at that one. Yeah, all these rumors are around. And the funny thing is, actually, the sort of year-round island population are all a bit blasé about the whole thing. They're so used to it. As recently as yesterday, we had something like 40 big SUVs with guys in suits came over on the ferries, and there've been helicopters buzzing the place. The word was that some of the island marijuana growers actually had to get their crops in early because they thought the helicopters scoping the place out for the president may have actually been something to do with drug enforcement. So, you know, there's been all sorts of little knock-on effects.
Mike Seckham is senior writer for the Vineyard Gazette in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Mr. Seckham, thank you and good luck.
Okay, thank you.